Happy 4th of July week. Wear your red, white, and blue. Put your flags out. Celebrate America with Americana Fair, burgers and hot dogs, delicious cold local beers. And remember to watch the fireworks. And do not set fireworks up at the beach. That's not what we do. Do not use sparklers. It's still very dry out there. Be responsible and be careful. We're going to go over all the July 4th in a little bit. But for right now, for those of you who think it is just too hot to trot, let's go down to Greenlight Cinema, downtown St. Pete's wonderful movie theater and the only independent movie theater in Pinellas County. Daddy-O is playing through the 4th, Janet Planet 5th through the 9th, Long Lakes 12th through the 16th, and again on the 18th, Hundreds of Beavers the 26th through August 1st, and Vesuca on the 23rd. Dead or Alive, the VHS Club is the 20th, and Imagine Me and You on the 21st. So lots of stuff going on in July. Get on over there. Let's talk a little bit about the summer classic movies at the Bilheimer Capital Theater. July 13th is Mean Girls. Pulp Fiction is coming up. Clerks is coming up. So that's all going on. 7th, the 13th, and the 20th. Joel Meyerowitz's Confluences, 1964 to 1984. Listen, this is worth going over. If you love photography, go on over to the Florida Museum of Photographic Arts in Tampa. The gallery at Creative Pinellas continues with its emerging artists. I went to see that last weekend. It is really very provocative. Some incredible talent in this town. One of my favorites, Clyde Butcher. His Living Waters exhibit of photographs celebrating Florida's Aquatic Preserve continues Wednesdays through Saturdays at the Clearwater Historical Society Museum. And if you want to take a little trip after the 4th of July, go on down to his gallery in Venice. It is an amazing experience. And I saw his show at the James with Ansel Adams. He is Florida's Ansel Adams. Through the 18th, as I see it, the work of Joan Duff Bauer is on display at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. Through August 18th, the Dunedin Fine Arts Center also has a wonderfully provocative little show. It's a display called Let It Rain, of Florida's summer rains, clouds, lightning, and other atmospheric conditions. Through the 18th, Wetlands in Transition, Leslie Newman's paintings are on show at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. So, you know, that's a great place to go. You go up to Dunedin, you have a little Bon Appetit brunch. You go visit the Entel Family Gallery at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. You can take classes there as well for both teenagers and for adults. Another show that I'm really enjoying is True to the Tint, The Quest for Color Photography at the Museum of Fine Arts. And that will continue on. It's very evocative. You know, one of the things I love about the museum, I love the James New Line. Howdy, howdy, howdy. They do Tuesday music. You can do yoga there. They have some terrific things going on. And, you know, the Museum of Arts and Crafts Museum, again, wonderful classes, a way to get out of the hot into the cool weather. Same with the Dolly. Same with the Imagine Museum. The Imagine Museum also has its Friday market still going on this summer. So check all of that stuff out. You know, virtually, you can do a virtual exhibit of the Far East to the West, the Chinese American Frontier. It's no longer at the museum. It was on display, but you can check it out virtually. So let's get down to all the music in town. July 7th is Casey and the Sunshine Band. The 9th is the Moody Blues, John Lodge at the Capitol Theater. And Boogie Woogie Blues Stomp, that is going to be a wonderful show the 13th. Liz Pennock and Dr. Blues, our local favorites, Craig Benner, Barry Cuda, Henry Herbert, at our favorite, My Palladium. Second Saturday, the Sterling Art Studios and Gallery in Dunedin on the 13th will have a ceremony for Anything Goes, an exhibit that continues through August. That's going to be a lot of fun. Latin Grammy winner Jorge Celadon will be at the Hard Rock on the 18th. And Our House, the music of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. The classic tributes continue at the Bilheimer Capital Theater. Let's go to the Let's Go Guide to see more. You can also go on the 21st for the Lithium Experience. And then Donny Osmond, the one and only, is going to be at the Hard Rock in Tampa on the 25th. If you loved Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act, you're going to love the children's version of this gospel-filled comedy based on the hit film, and that's going to be the 25th and 27th of July and August 1st and through the 3rd. There's also the Girls Rock Summer Camp Showcase this July. I believe it's the 14th. We'll be talking more about that. There's a summer soiree on the 27th, a Celebrate Sinatra event with orchestra and dancing at the historic Princess Martha, one of St. Petersburg's first luxury hotels. Well, it's a sad summer festival. I don't even actually listen to this music, but friends of mine have told me that We the Kings are amazing. So I started listening to all the bands that are coming. I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be, for anybody that doesn't know these bands, you know, you need to start listening to them. So on the 27th, this is at the Sound, May Day Parade, The Maine, The Wonder Years, We the Kings, Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, Hot Milk, Dazer Grenade, and Diva Beach. And then my favorites, the Jonas Brothers, the 31st, closing out the month. And that is going to be a global pop icon at the Hard Rock Cafe. A couple things coming up in August. I want you to realize that UB40 is coming into town at the Sound of Coachman Park in Clearwater with special guests The English Beat and Maxie Priest. And Christopher Cross, winner of 5 Grammy Awards for his 1980 self-titled debut, Adam, will be in Capitol Theater on August 6th. And do not set fireworks up at the beach. That's not what we do. Do not use sparklers. It's still very dry out there. Be responsible and be careful. We're going to go over all the July 4th in a little bit. But for right now, for those of you who think it is just too hot to trot, let's go down to Greenlight Cinema, downtown St. Pete's wonderful movie theater and the only independent movie theater in Pinellas County. Daddy-O is playing through the 4th, Janet Planet 5th through the 9th, Long Lakes 12th through the 16th, and again on the 18th, Hundreds of Beavers the 26th through August 1st, and Vilsacca on the 23rd. Dead or Alive, the VHS Club is the 20th, and Imagine Me and You on the 21st. So lots of stuff going on in July. Get on over there. Let's talk a little bit about the summer classic movies at the Bilheimer Capital Theater. July 13th is Mean Girls. Pulp Fiction is coming up. Clerks is coming up. So that's all going on. 7th, the 13th, and the 20th. Joel Meyerowitz's Confluences, 1964 to 1984. Listen, this is worth going over. If you love photography, go on over to the Florida Museum of Photographic Arts in Tampa. The gallery at Creative Pinellas continues with its emerging artists. I went to see that last weekend. It is really very provocative. Some incredible talent in this town. One of my favorites, Clyde Butcher, his Living Waters exhibit of... Well, The Ultimate Rush and Floyd will be at Janice Live July 5th. That's a tribute to the Pink Floyd and Rush bands. Janice Live has really got an amazing amount of rock. Over at Caddy's, John's Pass, always fun to go over there, wander John's Pass, is the Kenny Chesney Tribute Concert. That's going to be Friday, July 5th, and July 6th is their summer concert series. That is a lot of fun. The Stormbringer Band returns for First Friday to rock the Toasted Monkey this week, as does Seminole City Center has another throwback band. It's going to be Cocktails and Constellations at the Sunseeker Resorts. Finley's in Largo is welcoming back the Shake Society. Always a lot of dancing on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And the Stormbringer Band returns to Rock Daiquiri, the Shack Raw Bar and Grill in Madeira Beach, July 6th and 7th. Brewers Market this Sunday at Peepaw's Garage Craft Brewery. And the Summer Splash Week at DK Farms and Gardens, one of my favorite places to do goat yoga. Barbecue and Jazz Festival this weekend, this Saturday, at Tropicana Field. You know, I think that barbecue is the all-American dish, and, you know, the Saturday shops are a lot of fun there, so get yourself over there. That's going to be a fun event. Of course, the Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market on St. Pete Beach is going on, and there's so much more. I'm going to tell you that the Taylor Swift tribute concert at Caddy's Treasure Island is also going to be fun. That's part of that summer concert series, and you know, I don't want to miss that. At Guilty Sea up in Indian Rocks Beach, there is a Dueling Pianos every first and third Friday. And the first Saturday Art Walk, Pinellas Arts Village, Not Your Father's Art Show, this Saturday at the 5th. 60s Flower Power Bash is hosted by JD's Restaurant, live music by Uptown Funk. That's this Friday at 6 o'clock. I'll tell you, summer's really heating up. They know that people are in town. this is a fun thing to do. Sky Zone glow-in-the-dark jump nights. I don't know if you've been to a glow-in-the-dark laser bowling, but I always love to do that. Another great thing going on this weekend is the 80s Rock Show live at the Toasted Monkey in St. Pete Beach. And as part of that summer concert series also, Caddy's Indian Shores is going to rev it up with a Fleetwood Mac tribute concert. If you can't hear music this weekend, that's no fault of ours. The first Friday on the Deuces this weekend, Friday at 5 o'clock. Always fun to explore the different neighborhoods. I like also that the markets are all open. It's a little hot, but get there early and shop early and get your fresh veggies. Support local business. Thunderbird Beach Resort's 4th of July beach celebration, July 4th through July 7th. They've been doing a lot of fun things on the weekends, Sunday music. This weekend, it's going to be 4 days of live music. July 4th is Full Throttle from 5 to 10. July 5th is No Filter, 5 to 9. July 6th is More is More, 4:30 to 8:30. And July 7th is Flow Raw. You can sip on specialty cocktails and enjoy red, white, and Trulies. It's a family-friendly summer celebration. I tell you this, it's just, you just walk down any beach. I'm going to take a trolley, and I encourage you to take the trolley. If you're coming from downtown, take the Sunrunner. If you're running down the beach, definitely take the trolley. Independence Day dance and dinner. How many of you know about the German-American Society of Pinellas County? This Saturday at 6 o'clock, that's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, we do love Roadhouse Nation. Their dance parties are pretty amazing. This Friday, they will have a dance party with one of my favorite kooky people, the Spasmatics, at 6 o'clock. Of course, Masteries has good music all weekend long, but the John Wick Pinball Tourney and Launch Party is this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Now, you know, our weather person on Channel 8, he's a big pinball wizard. Three Daughters Brewing and Stern is presenting this. It's going to be a free tournament. It's going to last 2 to 3 hours, so that is going to be a lot of fun. They're always doing cool things at Three Daughters and Green Bench, so, you know, Grand Central, that's always another great place to go. But this is particularly fun. So, you know, do you know about the Hollander Hotel? Hang out at the pool, have brunch on Sunday. The Don Cesar is doing a brunch for July 4th. The Fusion, make your reservations now for any of the rooftop hotels, Birch and Vine, the Canopy, Cambria. You know, Don the Beachcomber is now open at Cambria. So that's going on too. So just to run down what is going on for 4th of July. Let's just do this real quick. Now, we've got this up on our Let's Go guide, which is on LinkedIn, and you can see that on the front of the homepage. So here we go. Celebrate 4th of July with fireworks at the St. Pete Pier run. That is going to happen, a run on the 3rd and a walk on the 4th. Begins and ends at the pier. There's a costume contest, and it all benefits the St. Pete Youth Farm. City of Largo is going to be having fireworks 6 to 9. Most fireworks will start at 9 o'clock, weather permitting, live music and food trucks. Gulfport, same thing. I've told you about that. There's also links to everything that's going on in Gulfport. Most bars and restaurants will have things. It's actually a great place to see the fireworks. There's a 4th of July Beach Fest at the Postcard Inn for 11 days. That's been going on. There is, weather permitting, the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard has a mix and mingle, and most fireworks in downtown will start at 9 o'clock on the pier. Clearwater celebrates America in Koshma Park, July 4th through the, and that's free admission, live music, local vendors, family-friendly activities. The pier, 4 to 10, July 4th, ice cream, concessions, food trucks, live music, fireworks. There's just so much going on. If you want to go over to Tampa, the Boom by the Bay is one of the biggest at Julian B. Lane Riverfront Park. So now you know what I know. I want to put one more thing on your calendar. It's coming up the following weekend. It is July 13th through the 14th. It is the Tampa Bay International Carnival at Albert Wooded Park, 10 a.m. to 10, features live music, cuisine, handmade crafts, costume parade, and it's hosted by the Trinidad and Tobago Association. And on July 21st is the third annual Tampa Bay Ice Cream Festival at the Pier Spa Peach Park. So I scream, you scream, let's all scream for a fabulous, safe, and happy 4th of July. It's Wednesday with Wiser.